Yes, Pastor Nancy has asked me to talk a little bit about the painting that's up here on the screen. It's over in the right-hand corner. Most of you can see it. It is a it's a painting entitled Praise, and it was painted by an artist named Linda L'Esperance from New Orleans. And this is the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and that's why we are hanging this and showing it. The painting shows a very small African-American congregation in the corner of their sanctuary, which is very plain, and there's a lovely little black cat over in the corner. The painting is painted on a piece of driftwood from the wreckage in Katrina, and the frame was also salvaged from that. So that is our visual remembrance for this day.
Good evening. My name is Nancy Winder, and for a couple more days, I'm the pastor in the village. And for tonight's worship, you should have a copy of Unfailing Light, which is our liturgy for tonight, and also the Cranberry hymnal here. Every Sunday night at Holden, we gather at Eucharist around Word and Sacrament, around this gathering that gives shape to our life in this village. When we come to communion, everyone is welcome. There will be two lines tonight going out from the front corners of the altar. In each line, the first person has bread. The second person has a chalice of wine. The third person has a basket of empty pottery cups. And if you would prefer to drink from a cup, take one of those. And then either have the next person with a pitcher of wine, pour wine in your cup, or the next person has a pitcher of grape juice. The last person in the line has an empty basket for your empty cup. If you wish to receive a blessing, please come to the person with bread, and you can cross your arms over your chest like this, or just say you would like a blessing. And parents with children, if you could indicate what your practice is with your children at communion, that's very helpful for all of us. We begin then with confession and forgiveness. On page 20 in your Unfailing Light booklet, please stand as you are able. It will be led from the font. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed be God, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and rich in love. God does not treat us as our sins deserve, nor punish us according to our guilt, but looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sin, and heals our lives. Therefore, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Have mercy, O God.
Against you alone have we sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us.
As tender as parent to child, so gentle is God with us. As high as heaven is above the earth, so vast is God's love for you. As far as the east is from west, so far God removes your sin from you, renewing your life through Jesus Christ. Blessed be God who crowns us with mercy and love.
Blessed be God forever.
We are on page 4.
Oh, servants of God, let us sing our praise.
We bless you, Lord.
You lift up the weak and hungry.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Welcome us to your table of grace and mercy. And in your love, help us embody the generosity and hospitality you have shown us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading is from Proverbs, and that is, do not put yourself forward in the presence of a monarch or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. Word of God, word of life. The psalm tonight is number 112. It's the Psalms are about a third of the way through your cranberry hymnal, right at the beginning of the numbered songs. And let's alternate verses, the odd verses. How about all of those who will be heading west when they leave Holden Village? And the even verses, all those who will be heading east when they leave Holden Village? If you're staying at Holden Village, you can just pick one or the other, or read them all. And if you're not sure, if you're going north or south, and you're not sure quite how that runs, just pick, okay? Hallelujah. Happy are those who fear the Lord, and have great delight in God's commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed.
Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness with the other light. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them
The second reading is from Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Christ, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that confess God's name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel acclamation is on page 7. Please stand as you are able. Gospel according to Luke chapter 14. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, your host may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus also said to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite those who are poor, crippled, lame, and blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Word of God, word of life.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for bringing us safely to the close of this day. We come tonight to the Feast of Life, prepared in your love, invited by you, blessed by your word. As we come to your table, come, Lord Jesus, to us. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, God's grace and peace be with you this night and always. Amen. Many years ago, Walter Bowman, who was a regular on the teaching staff at Holden here in the 70s and 80s, shared a story in a session about himself as a young pastor. He had gone into the church on his day off, chalk up some points, and while he was there, a member of the congregation came in. She was clearly upset, and he spent an hour or so listening to her situation and offering what assistance he could. She appeared to be feeling much better when she left. He thought, wasn't that great that I came into the church on my day off so I could be here for that woman? The minute he thought that, he said he stopped and prayed, God, forgive me for my pride and ego. Then he thought, wasn't that great that I remembered to ask God's forgiveness for my pride? So he prayed again, dear God, forgive me for thinking I'm so great that even asking for forgiveness is a source of pride. Then he thought, wasn't that great of me? And so on. I thought of Muhammad Ali's famous line, it's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am. It's one that's all too familiar for most of us. It's so easy to pat ourselves on the back for even the smallest thing that boosts our ego and, more importantly, makes us feel just a little superior to someone else. Now, we all know, too, though, that trying to be humble isn't always successful either. In fact, thinking about being successful at trying to be humble sounds a bit backwards, doesn't it? Yeah. My maternal heritage is Norwegian, and in that Nordic reserve is a particular brand of humility that doesn't always work. Earlier in the week, I was doing a little research on the word humble, and one website I saw listed the words for humble in several languages. Norwegian was the only one that had three words for humble. That's bad. A friend once told me that it took him a while to figure out that when his Norwegian mother-in-law asked him if he wanted more peas, she really wanted him to pass the peas to her. Something tells me that that kind of humility doesn't quite make it either. Jesus talks about humility in our gospel tonight. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. It sounds again like we have to figure out exactly what we're doing. If we put ourselves forward, then we'll be humbled. If we try to be humble, then we'll be exalted. Well, how do we get to humble in the first place? Do we have to exalt ourselves in order to be humble, in order to be exalted? Think again of Muhammad Ali, whose young boast of being the greatest turned sadly around on him in the onset of Parkinson's disease. And his self-exaltation turned into a kind of gracious humility in front of us all. Now, the context of Jesus' words in our gospel tonight, though, gives us the pathway to understanding what Jesus means by humility. He tells a parable at a Sabbath meal in the house of a leader of the Pharisees. It's wonderful, I think, that Luke reports that they were all watching Jesus closely, but it's Jesus' observation of them that takes the day. What he wants them to learn is to not concern themselves about what seat they're at the dinner table. Jesus wants them to pay attention to everyone who is there. Jesus wants them to pay attention also to the people who aren't there. When you look at your neighbor, should you jockey into position for a better place? No, Jesus says. Sit where you can be in conversation with your neighbor. Sit where you can see the whole community. Know the people around you for who they are in relationship to you, not how important you are or think you are over them. And Jesus takes it one step farther in his admonition to his host. Don't just invite the neighbors you know to dinner. Go out there and find those who are different from you, the stranger at your gate, the poor at your door, the hungry ones for whom the dinner food will be the feast of life. And let them be at the places of honor and serve them with joy. This is what Jesus wants us to know about humility. The word for humble or humility is used in significant places in the New Testament. It is the word Luke uses in Mary's song, the song we just sang last night in Holden Evening Prayer that we know and love so well. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for God has regarded this humble servant. It's that kind of humility into which Jesus invites us. The humility born of the confidence of God's grace. This is no tugging your forelock in the presence of the noble or bowing and scraping in front of the ones in charge. This is the straightforward confidence of faith, a humility that sees the back pew as the place of the best view of everyone. So all of you that like to sit in the back of the church, you may be right. This is good news. Jesus' parable about humility and his admonition to welcome to the table those whom you would not normally invite is what the writer to Hebrews is talking about in the words about community behavior in our second reading. let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. It's the best way to be the community of God's people. Here at Holden, every day is a surprise when the bus comes in. We don't know what angels are going to be walking into the village into our welcoming applause. There is story after story in this place of just the right person for the right task or the right conversation or something else walking into the village at precisely the right moment. The doors we blessed this morning have a story like that. You can't plan for that. You can't assign seats at the hilarity table in order to have a good laugh. It is all about seeing the reality of each other in the love of God in Christ and to live at the table of God's love at whatever place we find ourselves on that day. St. Paul uses this same word for humility when he talks about community and Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. Paul writes this: "If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." There is where we learn what Jesus means, that the exalted will be humbled and the humbled exalted. Mary knew it when she sang of who Jesus would be. And we know it when we gather again tonight at this table, this feast of love and life, this welcome for all, this open door to forgiveness and healing. Each Sunday night, I say, as I said tonight, that this gathering around Word and Sacrament gives shape to our life in this village. And it does that by the sheer gift of God's grace in this feast. We don't even need to believe it for it to be the gift that gives foundation and power and strength to our life together. It is all gift for us. The wonder of this grace is exhibited daily, I find, in the generous hospitality of our volunteer staff here at Holden. Right down below me here, you see this statue. If you can't see, you can come look at it later, of the dancing servant. It has been since it was made in 1967. The sign of this hospitality, work done with the dance of joy we received from Jesus, who took basin and towel and knelt at the feet of the disciples. Through all these years, that Spirit has sustained and nurtured this place, and it will continue to do so for its future. At our staff meeting on Wednesday night, Tom Alstrom referenced a communion hymn by Horatius Bonar. "This is the hour of banquet and of song. This is the heavenly table spread for me. Here let me feast and feasting still prolong the brief bright hour of fellowship with thee. Too soon we rise. The symbols disappear. The feast, though not the love, is past and gone. Out of this meal we are held and sustained by God's love. Here at Holden, or down the mountain, all bound together in grateful humility." Amen. Amen. The hymn is number 358. Please stand as you are able.
Where is it? In your book, What's the Lord? I don't have the book. Watch, O Lord. Is that right? 21, page 21. Thank you. Do that again. That's good. Yeah, we'll start again. We're praying now.
Do the people of God pray?
We pray for Bill Drummond, who broke his leg here at Holden last Wednesday, and he'll be having surgery Tuesday to repair it in Seattle.
For the family and friends of Tom and his community as they continue to grieve his death, we pray the Lord.
For all who continue to recover from the effects of Hurricane Katrina.
For the family and friends of Chuck Gertz.
For Renee and all the survivors of the patient.
For all those suffering from the floods in Pakistan.
For the directors leaving the village and the new directors.
Oh,
Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please greet one another with a sign of peace.
Gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger, that all may know your care. Prepare us now to feast upon your mercy, Jesus Christ, the bread of life.
Amen.
In the prayer of thanksgiving are spoken. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the waters, across the wilderness, by night and day, out of exile into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
Thank you,
God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us, on the way at the table and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering upon this bread within this cup, among your people throughout the world. blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, for your mercy through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit in your church without end. Amen. 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 You're invited to pray the Lord's Prayer in whatever way is most familiar and comforting to you. We pray for all things we need in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time and trial, and deliver us from evil. The power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is Christ's table and not our own. All are welcome to the feast of life. Come, for all is prepared. Holy God, blessed Trinity, strengthen your faith, increase your hope, deepen your love, and give you peace this night and always.
Amen.
The hymn is number
631 of the Divine All Love.